What can we expect in the next 50 to 60 years? What is your prediction
of the world populace?
Yes.
It's going to be shortened, of course. Severely shortened. First of all, you're going to have a severely shortened lifespan. I mean, it's already started, as you may know. The life expectancy in Germany has already dropped 6 months. And in America, 2 years. Here, now.
Because of?
Since the
vaccines?
Yes.
You can directly attribute that to the vaccine.
Well, it's the only thing that's new, all right? So, since the rollout, the life expectancy has dropped in America. I saw this. I don't know where it is, but we can look it up for you. And it's going to really, this decrease is going to increase. Now, the other thing is birth rates are going to dramatically drop. They've already done so. I mean, where did I see this last? Oh my God, where was this? Birth rates, Korea. Did you see this?
No.
The birth rates this year have dropped by 20%. 20%. Less births.
Some people would say maybe that's also because during times of crisis, it's not really the time to get pregnant, so maybe that's why the numbers...
No, the loss of fetal losses have skyrocketed, and this is also known. I mean, it's all known. It's all known. It's just that no one wants to talk about it, because the mainstream, they're doing cover-up stories, you know. They're being paid so much by the elite. I don't mind if people earn money, but this is unethical.
You are in a very difficult position. You've been under a lot of stress because you've been accused of anti-Semitism, and there's a court case pending. I was wondering, is there a future for you in Germany? What are your personal plans?
Well, I'm afraid to say I fear that there is no future for me and my family, mainly because of our little one. We cannot send him to a German school because the schools here are, first, qualitatively so bad, and second, because the authorities in Germany are willing to commit the crimes against the children, the mask mandates, you know, testing, and forcing children indirectly to get the jab, maybe. It's all pending. You know, this government, this terrible government, is going that way, full speed. They're trying to do this. No. But this case against me that I'm an anti-Semite is not the reason why I would leave Germany. Quite to the contrary, if I were alone, I would stay here. You see, the paradox thing about this court case is that it is so clear anyone who accuses me of being an anti-Semite is obviously doing this under the guidance of someone up there. No one who is right in his mind could ever, ever believe that I'm an anti-Semite. And this is known to tens of thousands of people in this country.
Not even the Jewish community is convinced, because you are backed up by a lot of Jews.
Look, I have received mails from Jewish communities around the world, and they say if this court case is open again. It hasn't been up to now. It's been sitting there in the court here, right near here.
In this district where we are.
In this district, because this is where the case is going to.
When do you know, by the way? When
they haven't opened the case yet. They are sitting on this because lawyers have jumped up to defend me, and they've sent them. It's around the corner here, 150 pages saying, "Do this, and you'll see what's going to happen." Plön is going to become the center of the world, and there will be not enough places for his Jewish friends to stay in because they're coming home. And Vera Sharaf is going to be there. She's not coming personally because she... But many, many others from all over the world, really. And there's going to be a documentary made of this. And people are telling me, you know, this is a sign that it's the end spurt. And they have to win. They have to win. They've got to get this mRNA mandate in. And you are the obstacle. You've got to be removed so that what you're saying now in this camera doesn't get around. And however, I've said this twice now, and it's already got around quite a lot, I think millions of times. And if this gets around another, it's too late, guys. It's too late. And therefore, I have every intent of staying here to see what you are going to do in case you, and that would be a wonder, God, do not win this race. It's the only chance. And I'm telling you this in your face and in the face of everyone watching this right now. The race cannot be won by me. It is you who can make them lose. Okay? I am out of this race. That's why I would stay to see whether they lose. It is up to you. I have done what I can. I've explained things. The last thing I'm doing is writing this chapter in the book, but that's also almost finished. I am not in this race anymore. I've gotten off. And you are the ones who can take over. It's, you know, sort of like the rabbit, the hare and the turtle. maybe you're going to be the turtle. Another turtle that comes in the end. Ha! That was a sun idea of mine, you see.
I'll try a little bit of Thai on you, Sucharit. Kap Kum Ka.
In diesem World Cup.
Thank you so much for having this interview with me. And yeah, keep up the good work.
Chok Di Kap.
Chok Di Kap. Thank you so much.